Right, can I have a bit of hush here, please?
Get a hush.
We've just had a letter from the National Ramblers League.
Sorry, Chuckers.
10 things for all Ramblers groups to remember. 1, always close the gate. 2, never light fires on open farmland. Yeah, right, whatever.
Okay, thank you. Kelvin, I've got something a little bit more interesting. That stuck-up little weasel at the library has finally got me the new Rites of Way map. And it's just as I thought, there is an ancient route straight through Sir Charles Whittaker's land.
Yes.
Oh, Deborah, what are you going to write to old Charlie Moneybag?
Yes, thank you, Kelvin, Anna. Jessica, yes, I have written to Sir Charles, and I have now had a reply.
Really? And what do the old fascists say?
He's invited me round for tea to discuss it.
Oh, no.
Oh, great, with a real life. Oh, lovely.
Your tea, Sir Charles, and a selection of sandwiches.
Thank you, Gustav. Don't worry, I'll pour.
As you wish, sir.
Now, Miss Camden.
Deborah, please.
Well, Deborah, I must say, I did enjoy your little letter, but there's one thing that slightly puzzles me.
Oh, yes?
Why are you quite so keen to walk through the Barfield estate? That will be all, Gustav.
Very good, sir.
Well, it's our democratic right, you see. They've just published the conclusive map, and the right of way goes straight through your land.
Ah, well, let me have a look. Ah, yes. I notice it also goes through the council estate. And are you writing to them to ask if you can march through their gardens?
No, I don't think so.
Quite. No. Well, you seem a charming young lady, and I'm very happy for your merry little band to walk through my estate. But there is one condition.
Oh, right.
So, Deborah, how was your tea party with the enemy?
Hey, did it threaten to set the dogs on you?
No, he was quite nice, really.
Nice? We're talking a bloated parasite who lives on 200 acres of land stolen from our ancestors.
Well, he said we can go through it. There is one little field we have to go round. He's growing reishi, so he's diverted the path round.
He can't do that. It's a public right of way. He's not allowed to obstruct
but
it.
But he did say we could walk round it.
Oh, I'm tugging our forelocks as we go.
Not only is he a parasite, the man is breaking the law.
Jessica, I thought you were an anarchist.
That isn't relevant. Well, if he wants to put barriers in our way, then it's up to us to smash them down.
Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton. Dramatized for radio by David Semple. Starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 5. The Walkers of Dembley.
Come on. Oh, Mrs. Blocksby, come in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Raisin.
Have you been back long?
We flew in last night, so I thought I'd just pop by with some of our holiday snaps from Fuengirola. Oh, and a Battenberg cake.
You really shouldn't have. Let me take the cake from you and do sit down.
Thank you. Is anything the matter?
Bit of a domestic emergency, I'm afraid. Chivers has climbed onto that antique tall boy and has no idea how to get down again. I think she has difficulty reversing.
Oh, the poor thing. They never quite lose that panther-like urge to climb, do they?
No, but when she gets to the top, she suddenly turns into a scaredy-cat. Oh, come on, Chivers. Come on.
Oh, poor Chivers, don't be scared. It's not that far.
I'm just going to get a stool.
Oh, good idea. I don't think she's going to jump without a parachute.
Right. Here we go.
Oh! Mrs. Raisin, are you all right?
I'm fine. The stool is ruined, though. And you managed to make your own way down.
Oh,
well done.
Let me help you with that.
Ouch. Ooh. Oh. I'm astonished it wouldn't take my weight.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll put the kettle on and slice the Battenberg.
Mrs. Blocksby?
Yes, dear?
Do you think I'm putting on weight?
I can't say I've really noticed.
Since moving to this village, I've given up work, stress and activity, and I've discovered cakes, soft furnishings and daytime television.
You should join the Carsley Walkers Society.
Oh, not another society.
No, honestly, this will be much better than the line dancing. It's only been going a couple of months. James Lacey runs it.
James Lacey? He never said anything to me.
Well, he did put a leaflet through everyone's letterbox.
Oh, I see. Those things go straight in the bin.
It's really rather good. He's always pointing out fascinating bits of village history. Things Alf and I never knew in spite of all our years here.
All right, I'll give it a try. It's either that or the Carsley Porkers Society. Where can I buy some Wellingtons?
And over the brow of the hill. Now, the road we just crossed was Wainbody Road. Anybody know what Wainbody means? Yes, Mrs. Bloxby.
Is it Wayne as in to wane or fade away?
No, not quite. This Wayne is Old English for wagon, and Wainbody is where wagons full of bodies were driven to...
Chibbin Hill. It goes to Chibbin Hill.
Exactly. Well done, Mrs. Raisin. Throughout the 17th century, wagons full of bodies, the enemies of the crown, were taken to Chibbin Hill, where they were hung from gallows, or gibbets, as an example to the others.
I can think of one or two people they should do that to these days.
I'm sure you can, Mrs. Boggle. Now, Chibbin Hill is part of the Barfield estate, so it's probably best we walk round it. Is everybody fit?
Yeah. Don't look at us. It's you young'uns always straggling behind.
Well then, Mr. Boggle, let's head for the hill.
Shall we have a sing-song?
Lord, do we have to?
No, I always think it makes the going a bit easier. All together now. One man went to
mow. Went to mow a meadow. One man and his dog.
Wolf, wolf.
Went to mow a meadow.
Listen, can we stop a minute, please, everybody?
You got no respect for your elders tearing up like that.
Mr. Boggle, would you like me to take you and your wife home? My car's just down the hill.
No, no. Just take us back to the pub. We just need a glass of water. We'll be all right there.
All right. I'll catch up with everyone later. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Was it my singing, do you think?
Poor Mrs. Bloxby. She's a martyr to the Boggles. Hang on a minute, please.
Do you need to catch your breath as well?
No, I just need a cigarette.
Honestly, Agatha, as a penalty, you can lead the sing-song. Are we all fit?
Yep, all right. One man went to mow.
Went to mow a meadow. One man and his dog.
Woof, woof.
Went to mow a meadow. Two men went to mow.
Don't worry, everybody. Just a spot of clay pigeon shooting.
It came from Chibbin Hill.
It's nothing untoward, Agatha. This is the countryside. People do shoot things.
Including other people from time to time. Give me your binoculars.
Can you remove the strap from my neck before you grab them?
Looks like a diplomatic incident between a farmer and some rather scruffy ramblers.
Let me have a look. Ah, they were warning shots. Oh, Farmer Giles seems to be throwing his weight around all 18 stone of it.
They're probably having an illegal raid on his land.
Nothing like an open mind, is there, Agatha? I'll just pop down and see if I can help smooth things out a little.
You're not going on your own.
Yes, I am. I think this calls for diplomacy and tact.
I can do tactful. I just prefer to do ruthless.
Agatha, why don't you stay here and make a daisy chain?
You cheeky devil.
Right, everyone, I'm off to see what's going on down there. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
They don't use you for target practice.
Hello, everybody. What were those gunshots?
A little fracas between some ramblers and a farmer. Captain Mannering Lacey has gone to investigate.
Oh, that'll be the other ramblers group, the Walkers of Dembley.
Dembley?
It's the next village along. We don't really have much to do with them.
No, you're not going no further!
Take your hands off me! Jessica, please, don't provoke me!
I can handle this!
Good morning! What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, look who it is, Lord of the Manor.
Actually, my name's James Lacey, a rambler, just like you.
Another waste of space, then. You people got no right to be here. This is Sir Charles's land.
We have every right to be here, and it's one of the few democratic rights that haven't been snatched away by the power elite that run this country.
You tell him, Jessica.
Don't you lecture me, young lady. I don't take orders from workside layabouts.
I am not a layabout. I happen to be deputy head of Dembley School.
Well, I feel sorry for them kids, then.
All this bickering isn't really helping. Is there a particular reason why these people can't walk through your field?
Are you blind? It's full of oilseed rape. I'm not having this lot ruining my crop.
Well, there is a path round the edge. Oh, but I suppose our working class feet aren't good enough for your path.
You're not getting in, and that's final.
Look, Jessica, couldn't we just walk around? I am not letting this capitalist lapdog tell me what to do.
Aye.
If you won't open the gate, I'm climbing over it.
Aye. Don't you dare! Oh, no, look here. Well, I respect your right to protect your crop. We don't live in the Wild West, and firing a warning shot is strictly illegal.
Ah, you tell him, pal.
And I don't think the chief constable would renew your license if he knew what you just done. Don't you threaten me! I am not threatening you. I am pointing out the facts. And I very much hope you will let these people pass through your field, and that they will respect you by keeping it tidy. Well, they know what to expect if they don't.
Looks as though Action Man Lacey has saved the day.
Oh, good.
Oh, what's the matter? You appear to be turning into a beetroot.
Oh, I really don't like rapeseed. It always makes me sneeze. I mean, it's lovely and gaudy to look at, with a touch of Las Vegas to the gods. Oh, but I do wish I'd brought my antihistamines.
Well, they called the troops. Oh. He won't shoot them, and they won't trample on his crop.
And you haven't got any bullet holes in you.
Heavens. Now, how about that quiet walk in the countryside?
One man went to mow a meadow. Well, that is a meadow.
Sir Charles,
I'm so sorry about what happened. I tried to tell everyone to go round the field, but they insisted
Deborah,
that we should...
Deborah, it's not your fault. I'm appalled. I thought my estate manager was high-handed, cavalier, and downright boorish.
Well, we weren't exactly angels.
At least you didn't wave a gun about. He must have taken leave of his senses.
Yes, sir. It was rather frightening.
I tore a few strips off him, I can tell you. He threw down his tools and walked off in a huff.
I think we all got a bit overheated. The thing is, you have such a beautiful place.
Oh.
And everyone was just so overwhelmed by it all.
Your
but when
teacher,
we actually...
Charles, and a selection of petit four.
Oh, thank you, Gustav. Oh. Put them down there.
So, anyhow, I just wanted to say I'm sorry and it won't happen again.
Please don't mention it.
Oh.
Right. Milk and two sugars, wasn't it?
Oh, you've got a good memory, Sir Charles.
Just call me Charles, please.
Oh, Lord. Who is it now?
Ah, hello, Agatha.
James, are you busy?
Not especially. Come in.
Coffee? No, thanks. I just have one. What are you up to at the moment?
Actually, I'm still wrestling with the first chapter of my book.
The first chapter? Is that the same first chapter you were wrestling with 6 months ago?
Has it really been that long? Well, the Peninsula War did last 6 years. And I'm beginning to think the book will take about twice that.
Maybe it's time you waved a white flag and surrendered.
Never. Any minute now, inspiration will strike. Though I do realise I've been saying that for 6 months. Have a seat. Are you after anything in particular, or is it just a social call?
I wanted to talk about the Walker Society.
Oh, yes. The one thing in my life that's an unqualified success.
Yes. Well, I was looking at possible ways to improve it. I mean, would you like some help with the organisation?
What organisation? We put on our boots and we walk.
That's just it. Would you like me to organise a proper membership structure, a newsletter, an annual subscription fee?
A fee? What will we do with the money?
You could buy a computer.
I have a computer. What do you think I write my book on? Wax tablets?
You need a dedicated computer for the group.
Why?
To store your membership database on.
Agatha, I fear this conversation is a long walk leading nowhere.
I was only offering to help.
I appreciate that, but you must understand that not everybody needs your help. Sometimes the world turns very nicely by itself, and you've got to learn to sit back, relax, and smell the roses.
Fine. I'll leave you to your book. And when social services find you slumped over the first paragraph in a year's time, I'll say, poor man. But at least he took time to smell the roses.
The point is, Sir Charles thinks that parasites like him own this country and we should be grateful for the crumbs from his table.
Exactly.
Well, I propose that next Saturday we break into his estate and destroy his precious race.
That's criminal!
Well, then it serves him right for setting his estate manager on us and stopping us walking through his field.
Hang on, Jessica. He did let us walk through.
Yes. Only because a man with a gun was marching beside us. But, Jessica, I've got a letter from Sir Charles here. He says we can visit any time, so long as we make an appointment.
We shouldn't need to make appointments. It's our right.
Let me see that letter.
Give it back, Jessie.
He's got his phone number.
But it's nothing to do
You've
with you.
You actually got the old fascist phone number.
But he's much nicer than you'd expect. He's really not like the other.
Well, since none of you have the courage of your convictions, I shall walk across Gibbet Hill on my own. You lot can stay here. It'll soon be time for bingo.
Jessica, please don't go. Please don't spoil things.
Debbie, why are you standing up for this man? That weekend at the teaching conference, have you forgotten all the things we said and all the things we did?
What happened in Scarborough was a mistake. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Fine. I'm off to Barfield House. And I'm prepared this time. I've got wire cutters.
Oh, Jessica, no.
You have reached the office of Sir Charles Whittaker. If you wish to leave a message, please do so after the tone.
I've got a message for you, Charlie boy. This is the sound of your fence being cut. And this is the sound of your crop being destroyed. And this is a wake-up call for people like you. People who hide behind their wealth. Who send out slaves to do their dirty work. Your days are numbered. What do you want? Get off me! Get off!
There you are, Chivers. Half a tub of cottage cheese. No, I didn't fancy it much either. Hold on.
Hey, Agatha, can I come in?
I suppose so.
What are you up to?
Teaching my cat to like health food. I'm hoping she can finish off my diet for me.
Well, have you read the local paper?
No. I haven't been to the newsagents yet. I've been in the garden smelling the roses.
Now, stop it, Agatha. This is important. Remember those ramblers who had that little rumpus with the landowner last month?
Oh, yes, the Socialist Walkers' Party.
One of them's been murdered.
Let me see that. Police are investigating the death of Miss Jessica Keller, whose body was found on the estate of Sir Charles Whittaker. Miss Keller, 35, was involved in a long-running dispute with Sir Charles over rights of way, and it is believed that at the time of her death she was trespassing on his land. Do you get the impression the editor wants us to think it was Sir Charles?
Well, it is rather a good story. Evil landowner wreaks his revenge on Bolshie activist.
Oh, look, she was bludgeoned to death with a spade. Very Edgar Allan Poe.
What thing, though? According to the article, she had a degree in classics from Cambridge, but she was a teacher at Dembley Primary School.
That's not surprising. An awful lot of intellectuals get a job at the village school. They can throw their weight around more if they're with people less qualified than they are.
Yes, I know the sort. They're holding a memorial service at the school today. Must be a shock for the children. I think at that age they don't really know what death is.
Well, they do now. I suppose D.C. Wong will be there, talking to all the teachers, hoping for some little nugget to fall into his lap.
Oh, Constable, it's all been such a shock.
Take your time now, Miss Candy.
Well, last week she helped me take a class and she got all the kids to cut little men out of newspaper. And today I can't bear to look at a newspaper.
Would you like us to have a short break?
No. No, it's all right. I'd rather get it over with.
You must have been very close to Miss Keller.
No. Yes. I mean, we were colleagues and both in the walking group, but we weren't especially close.
And were you aware that she was trying to break into the Barfield estate?
She told a few of us at the pub, but we didn't know if she was being serious or not.
Did you make any attempt to stop her?
Oh, we all tried. But Jessica was a very headstrong person. I keep thinking I should have tried harder. And that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Agatha, You really should install a connecting door between our houses, and he'd be popping in and out all day.
I've got something rather interesting.
Yeah, hold on just a moment. Right, what is it?
An invitation to Barfield House.
What? Old Sir Charles's place?
The very same.
Why has he invited you?
There's no need to look quite so gobsmacked. I assume he's heard of my detective skills.
I suppose he reads the papers like everyone else.
Sir Charles is keen to clear up this murder as soon as possible, and I've been invited to tea so that we can discuss it.
Ooh, murder and crumpets, eh?
Would you like to come?
What? With you?
Yes, James, with me. If you went on your own, it would be gate-crashing.
Oh, I would like to see the old place on the inside.
Well, that's settled. Let's go and get changed.
Agatha?
Yes?
I'm rather surprised you're inviting me. You'd rather pour cold water over your ideas with the Rambling Society.
Forgive and forget. And there is one other reason.
Oh, yes?
I've never much cared for stately homes. I keep thinking a well-built butler is going to pearl me down the ancient stone stairs.
Oh, no, no, they wouldn't do that. They're very well trained, and that's definitely not de rigueur.
Well, I'm worried that they'll see I'm not one of them. They'll work out where I come from.
Agatha, what are you talking about? Where do you come from?
Birmingham.
Well, I must say, you've totally lost your accent.
I know, it's hardly surprising, really.
That sounds rather attractive, actually. When did you leave?
As soon as I could afford the bus fare.
Well, there are worse places you could have come from. Well, I'm hard-pressed to think of any of her.
Thank you, James.
But Charles will see what the rest of the world sees. An extremely irritating, but rather marvellous woman.
Thank you, James. Well, I'll phone him up and tell him it's crumpets for three.
Ah, good afternoon. My name is Colonel...
If you would be so kind as to use the tradesman's entrance. It's at the rear of the house.
Actually, we're invited to tea. Mrs. Raisin and Colonel Lacey.
I will see if Sir Charles is available.
I think the butler did it.
Unfortunately, we do need to look at the evidence.
When I ran my PR company, we didn't bother with evidence. We had instinct. We turned edible underwear into a worldwide bestseller. And you don't do that by looking at the evidence.
Butler's taking his time.
He's probably gone to set the dogs on us. I told you he'd see straight through me.
Oh, now stop the Pygmalion act. I think he's in the hall. Let's listen.
They are just outside. A gentleman and, for want of a better word, a lady. I don't know if they're journalists or photographers or just trying their luck.
Gustav, what are their names?
And this is Sultana or some such.
Good God, man, I invited the woman. Now, my dear Mrs. Raisin, we meet at last, and you must be Colonel Lacey.
How do you do?
I'm very well, all things considered. Do come in, please.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to come through to the drawing room. Gustav, some tea and scones for our guests, please.
Very good, sir.
I must apologize profusely for Gustav. We have been somewhat plagued by what I believe are called paparazzi. One or two of them have tried to inveigle their way into the house.
Well, then I can understand why he's on edge.
In any case, he does see it as his duty to frighten off the outside world.
Really? A Rottweiler would be cheaper and better looking.
Mm. Well, shall we sit by the window? Gives us a clear view towards Gibbet Hill.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, I'd like to know why you invited me.
Because you're the famous Agatha Raisin.
Am I? And when did I become famous?
When you spend as much time as I do on the internet, looking at local news and gossip, you notice some names crop up more than others.
Agatha is rapidly becoming a village institution, solving murders and cheating her way to victory in competitions.
Well, I find myself in need of your services, Mrs. Raisin. As you know, there was a murder on my land last weekend. I was in London and have several witnesses, all of whom have been interviewed by the police.
Good. I can check that out with my police sources.
No, you don't do things by halves, do you? Anyway, I know I didn't do it, and the police know I didn't, but there will always be a suspicion that it was my staff, possibly acting on my orders.
Well, the papers do seem to be hinting at that.
Indeed. So, I would like to employ you both as private detectives.
Oh.
Your job will be to clear my name.
I thought our job would be to find out the truth.
You'll find the two things aren't mutually exclusive.
I'd like to take some photographs of the field where the murder took place.
Well, the police have cordoned it off for the moment. They put up a huge tent. It looks as if the circus has come to town.
Have they found the murder weapon?
Yes. It was a shovel, belonging to my estate manager, but any fingerprints were washed off in the rain.
How did the killer get hold of it?
2 weeks ago, my estate manager had a bit of an altercation with some ramblers.
Oh.
He became extremely abusive, and when I went out to reprimand him later, he threw down his shovel and stormed off.
Mr. Charles, I was involved in that little skirmish. I tried to make peace between the ramblers and your estate manager.
Oh, good heavens, was that you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, Deborah told me about that. Oh, this is good news. This is very good news.
Gone, Sir Charles.
Thank you, Gustav. Anyway, I'm keen to know more about the woman who was killed. And by the looks of things, you've already won the trust of some of her friends.
I hardly said a word to them.
No, but they think you're on their side. Now, here's my plan. I have a flat in Dembley, little pied-à-terre, and I propose that the two of you move in for a few days and try to get to know the Walkers a little better.
Won't we look a bit like undercover police officers moving in just after the murder?
Oh, you'll have to spin a yarn about why you're there. I think you should pretend to be a married couple. Maybe on holiday. Let's say it's your golden wedding anniversary.
I don't think we've quite reached gold yet.
Oh, sorry. Silver, I mean. Do you think you could pull that off?
Well, I really don't know. I've never been married before.
You won't have to do anything beyond the call of duty, old boy. Have I whetted your appetite?
Well, it's close enough to home. At least I can pop back and feed the cat.
I can do with a bit of a break from the Peninsular War.
And did you say something about money?
Yeah, I'll go and get my checkbook.
Well, this is a turn-up for the books. Our first paid murder investigation. You excited?
No, I just take it in my stride. A brand new murder and a brand new marriage.
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadeby, and D.C. Wong by Ben Crow. With Rachel Atkins as Deborah, David Holt as Mr. Boggle, Philip Fox as Sir Charles, Alice Hart as Jessica, and Bertie Carvel as Kelvin. Agatha Raisin was dramatized by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.